The Guardian.
A failure of government. That was what a High Court judge said yesterday as he ruled that an investigation by the Serious Fraud Office into an allegedly corrupt deal between Europe's biggest arms firm, BAE, and Saudi Arabia should not have been halted. Simon Hill is a spokesman for the Campaign Against the Arms Trade, who brought the action with the anti-corruption campaigners the Corner House Research Group. I asked him whether he hopes the SFO will now reopen their inquiry.
Well, the Serious Fraud Office now has to retake the decision, as it were. We very much hope not only that they will reopen the investigation, but that Gordon Brown and his government will not stand in their way. And it's really up to Gordon Brown to make clear that he's moved on from Tony Blair's culture of subservience to the bullying, effectively, of BAE and the Saudi regime. It's clear that the Serious Fraud Office thought there was enough evidence to investigate. The judges, in their judgments, say that it was when the Serious Fraud Office began to access Swiss bank accounts that the Saudi regime and BAE really stepped up their lobbying and made a serious threat, a threat described by the judges as a successful attempt by a foreign government to pervert the course of justice in the United Kingdom. And as that happened, once the Serious Fraud Office was going into Swiss bank accounts, it's clear the investigation was not stopped because it wasn't getting anywhere. It was stopped precisely because it was.
And how did the Saudis threaten the British government?
Well, it appears that what are described as Saudi representatives, but is alleged to be Prince Bandar, suggested quite strongly that if the investigation was not cancelled, they would cancel the Eurofighter deal, the latest BAE arms deal, and they would withdraw diplomatic and intelligence cooperation. There's some suggestion that they threatened this would lead to more terrorism in Britain, though the judges ruled there was no evidence. They'd seen no evidence that British lives were at risk.
The former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, defended the halting of the investigation. He said it would damage Britain's national security.
Well, national security is very central to this whole thing. It's hard to imagine an easier way of damaging national security than giving the impression that the British government will give in to threats by a foreign dictatorship.
Since this inquiry was halted, we've now got a new Prime Minister, of course. What would you like to see Gordon Brown do to prove that he's serious about tackling corruption?
Well, when Tony Blair was Prime Minister, Robin Cook, the former Foreign Secretary, wrote that BAE's boss had the key to the garden door at Number 10. So if Gordon Brown is to get the locks changed at Number 10 and end BAE's bullying, then he needs to make clear that he's happy for the investigation to be reopened, that he will, instead of spending £850 million a year subsidising the arms trade, will use that money and those skills and those jobs for the many better things they could be used, notably tackling climate change at the moment, perhaps, and make clear that he'll take decisions in the public interest and will not be bullied by Saudi Arabia.
And what does this case tell us about the need to reform the role of the Attorney General?
It says a great deal about that. The Attorney General is neither an elected politician nor a straightforward lawyer. He's a member of the House of Lords who straddles both sides of the legal political divide. Or she's a member. She, as I should say now,
Baroness Scotland.
Scotland, yes, yeah. Indeed. And Peter Goldsmith, who was involved in this case initially, we're both in that situation. What's very worrying is that the government's actually going in the wrong direction on that. They've just published the draft constitutional renewal bill, which will give the Attorney General more power to get investigations stopped, citing national security, without that citing of national security really being open to any proper parliamentary or judicial scrutiny. If, going back to the previous question, if Gordon Brown is serious about tackling corruption and about democracy and the rule of law and his own independence, then he really needs to take the judges' comments on board today and then thereby pull back from that very dangerous piece of legislation.
And to what extent will this ruling now embolden the courts in defending prosecutors in the future and deter governments from halting inconvenient inquiries?
I hope it will embolden the courts considerably. I hope also it will embolden the British public to believe that, sometimes we can change things. This case was made possible through the donations of thousands of individuals, through the support and encouragement of people from all walks of life, sending in messages of support. Just on a personal level, I don't think I could have got through it without all that encouragement. It really is a victory for members of the public who care about the powerful being subject to the same laws as they are. And it's a blow against those who believe the government can just do what it likes, or who believe that the arms trade is unbeatable and BAE must always get their way.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.